The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Jimmy Greer and his orchestra open the show with That's a Plenty. Motorists everywhere have discovered the new, easier way to keep their cars polished and bright, protected against scratches and road film. These smart car owners wax their cars with Johnson's Auto Wax. Now, here's the way to do it. First, clean the finish with Johnson's Auto Cleaner, an entirely new type liquid cleaner that works like magic, easily removing all the old road film and dirt without scratching the finish. This cleaner is applied with a cloth and quickly dries to a white powder. Wipe off the powder and behold your car gleaming like new. Then, protect the shining polish with Johnson's Auto Wax. This remarkable wax saves the car finish from the injurious rays of the sun, from rain, sleet, dirt, and grime. Johnson's is the longest wearing, easiest to use wax that can possibly be made. It saves hours of car washing, greatly increases trade-in values. Now, in a few minutes, we'll tell you how you can win a deluxe covered wagon trailer in the great Johnson's Auto Wax contest just starting. Don't miss it. Two friends are on their way to Hollywood, well on their way. Here, bowling along with their new trailer, approaching a lunch stand somewhere out on the desert, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Gotta get them brakes fixed.
My, my, this is a strange place for a lunch stand way out here on the desert.
Oh, they probably like it out here. With all the mountains around them, and clear air, and the beautiful flowering cactuses.
Cacti. Huh? Cacti, cacti, that's the plural for cactus.
Oh. And the beautiful blooming cacti, and galloping into town on their horse eye. Plural for horses. Don't you get it, Molly? I says the cacti.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. I got more. You got the keys to the trailer?
No, you have.
Oh, yeah. You know, Molly, someday I'm going to locate out here and have me a nice farm.
Why, you can't raise anything on this desert.
No matter how hard you work.
Work wouldn't do a bit of good.
So I'm going to locate me a nice farm out here and settle down to some...
What's the matter?
I heard something. There's somebody in our trailer.
Who?
How should I know? Some stowaway. Hand me my revolver, Molly.
You haven't got a revolver.
Not so loud. Is it loaded?
Well, how could it be loaded when you haven't got any...
Whoever's in there better surrender peaceably. Okay, brother. Come on out with your hands up. Quick now.
Hi, mister.
Woofin. What you doing in that trailer, little girl?
Hmm?
I says, what you doing in there?
I'm not in there anymore, I betcha.
Well, I mean, where'd you come from?
In there.
Bet it, I know you were in there, but why? How long you been in there?
How long you been driving?
7 days.
Gee, it seemed like a week.
You mean you've been in there hiding since we started?
Sure.
Well, listen, sis, don't you know you're riding under false pretense? You're trespassing on the... And at your age, too.
Well, you don't know my age, I betcha.
Well, no, I don't.
Well, but... now, there you see.
See what?
Hmm?
I said, see what?
I don't see anything.
You says you see, and I says we... Oh, skip it.
Let's get something to eat. I'm hungry.
Oh, you are, huh?
Mm-hmm. I bet you my uncle is, too, I bet you.
Your uncle? What do you mean, your uncle?
My Uncle Jimmy. Hey, Uncle Jimmy, come on out.
Well...
days, another stowaway. Who are you?
Yeah.
I might ask the same of you. Who are you, and what's the idea of driving so fast over these bumpy roads? Haven't you any consideration for your passengers?
You tell them, Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, who are you?
My name is Greer, Jimmy Greer. I'm going to Hollywood with my orchestra for a new program.
Oh, Jimmy Greer. Well, how do you do, I'm sure.
Hi, Jimmy. I'm Fibber McGee. This is Molly.
Hello, Molly. Who'd you say you were, mister?
Fibber McGee, it's our radio show you're going to broadcast on.
Well, they told me it was the Johnson Wax Show.
Why, sure, that's us.
Sure.
Oh, so you're Molly Johnson.
No, I'm Molly McGee.
Yeah, well, who's this little guy?
Dad, Bennett, I'm Fibber McGee.
How are you? You stowaway, too?
Am I? Listen, what's the idea of stealing a ride in our trailer?
Well, I saw that Navajo blanket in the window, and I thought I was getting on the cheap.
Oh. Well, listen, Mr. Greer, where do you meet your orchestra?
Oh, they're here with me. Come on out, boys.
Boil.
Heavenly days.
Imagine that.
Look in the trailer again, McGee. Maybe we brought an audience, too.
Well, so long, folks. Thanks for the lift. Come on, honey.
Okay. Thanks for the ride, mister.
Well, of all... Hey, where are you going, Jimmy?
Oh, the boys want to go to town.
What with?
With Rag and the Scale.
Of Jimmy Greer and them guys stowing away in our trailer? Do you think Ted Weems and his boys would have been guilty of a thing like that, Mom?
Not in 1,000 years.
No.
But just to be sure, you better go in and take a look.
No, I'm hungry. Let's go in this lunchroom here and see what they got. Hey, nice and cool in here. Look at the sign. Special today, ham and eggs. Hot dog, I could go for some ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs, I could go for some hot dog.
All right, strangers, let me have a look at you.
Oh, hi, bud.
What can we do for you?
Is that your trailer out there, partner?
You betcha, bud. Why? Who are you?
I'm the sheriff of Sidewinder County, stranger. You carrying any weapons?
No, sir.
We have a carving knife in the trailer. Will that help?
Quiet, ma'am. Are you the pair that held up the bank in Phoenix?
No, we're not. And listen here, you can't...
Oh, cattle rustlers, huh? You got any beef in that trailer?
Well, only what was left over from supper.
I thought so. Rustling cattle.
Dad read it, we did not.
Are you sure?
Why, sure, we're sure. I mean, sure. Well, absolutely.
Oh, gee. Why don't something ever happen around here? My jail's been empty so long, everybody thinks it's haunted.
Wasn't that way when I was marshal out in this country, bud? You know where Killer's Canyon is in Wyoming?
Nope, I don't, stranger.
Oh, that's fine. Well, sir, I was marshal out there at one time. Death Dealer McGee, I was known as in them days. Death Dealer McGee, the daredevil dogger of desert desperados, ding-dong daddy of the doggie drivers, dodging destruction, ducking daggers, and dallying with danger from Denver to Dallas. I ever tell you how I solved the Ripper Range Rustler's mystery, bud?
Nope, but I never saw you before.
Well, that's the only reason, then.
Well, sir, I was just a mere dumb sheriff then, bud, like you.
Like me, huh? Listen, stranger.
Don't interrupt, pantywaste. Well, sir, old man Roscoe of the Q-Bar J was losing cattle regular off his north range. So the Cattlemen's Association calls me in. Shucks, Death Dealer, they says. We're losing so many cow critters, they says, that we're going broke, they says. But I just smiled out of the side of my mouth, like Gary Cooper, like this.
Here, have a toothpick.
What? Okay, boys, I says, with quiet confidence, I'll round up those rustlers for you. And with that, I leaps into the saddle, and I was out of sight in 4 seconds.
Hey, you had a fast horse, stranger.
I was riding a motorcycle. Well, sir, I went out and looks the ground over for a clue.
Find any?
I'll say so. I looks around the scene of the crime real careful, and what does I find? Now, get a load of this, Sheriff. What does I find but some shavings off of a pencil, a derby hat, and a man's razor?
You did?
You did?
I surely did. I picks up the shavings, the derby, the razor, and I looks at them. Aha, I think.
Aha, he thinks.
Well, right there, I knew I'd caught the rustler. Next morning, I'd recovered all the cattle, and I'd thrown Cactus Katie, the canyon cutie, into clink. I knew it was a woman, and she was the only woman rancher around them parts.
Well, how'd you figure it were a woman, partner?
By the pencil shavings and the razor. Only a woman uses a man's good razor to sharpen a pencil. Cher Shay La Femme. You see, Sheriff,
well...
Here, dear.
Hey, how about the derby hat you found? Was that hers, too?
No, that was mine. I dropped it when I picked up the razor. So let that be a lesson to you, Sheriff. Hey, where'd he go?
He left.
Oh, well, some people can't take advice.
Well, let's order some food, McGee, and be on our way. Oh, dearie, will you take our order?
Sure, what do you have?
What do you got that's good?
Ham.
Well, the sign says ham and eggs.
I know, but he asked me what was good.
What else can we get?
How's your coffee?
How's your stomach?
Make it root beer.
All right. Say, what's the matter with the little maverick?
What's the matter, McGee?
It's this water. It tastes funny. How's yours?
It does taste funny. Mm-hmm. You have a mineral well here, dearie?
We ain't got a well.
What? No well?
Well, no.
Well.
Where do you get the water then, sis?
Well, the customers bring it themselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
How?
In your radiator. I drew some off for you.
What? Well, out of our car? Do you always do that?
Sure, I figure folks like the water they used to, see? New York cars, New York water. Illinois cars, Illinois water. And so on.
No, just an old Western custom, eh?
No, just old Southern hospitality. Would you like to hear more about it?
Oh, you're Joy Hodges.
Where?
Sure, go ahead, sis.
Dark-eyed southern miss, let you rob her of a little kiss. That southern hospitality. Yes, brother, when she cuddles mighty close to you at the moment that you want her to. That southern hospitality. You'll find her dancing in fancy. She sings and she plays. She can pick derby winners. And she's not so bad at cooking chicken dinners. When you need a loving wood or two, and you find she gives her heart to you, that's southern hospitality.
With the donkey there. Looks like a real old timer, don't he, Molly? Must be a prospector.
He's a desert rat. Look at his whiskers.
Hi, bud. Where are we?
Hey, what, Jay?
We're lost. We haven't any idea where we are.
Don't matter none. Ain't nothing to see around here anyway. Where are you going?
Hollywood. Paramount.
Oh, Catamount. I shot one yesterday.
No, not Catamount, Paramount.
Oh, two of them, eh? Pretty good.
Are there any Indians around here?
You bet they is.
They is?
They is?
They surely is. They're holding a dance over on the mountains are.
Oh, is it formal?
Reckon it is. Saw old Chief Wappenpuss skinning a couple of mushrats. He says he's wearing his tails tonight. Well, gotta be getting on, partner.
Say, that's an awful cute little mule you have there, sir.
Who, Charlie? Oh, she's all right. She's great company, Charlie is. Goes with me every place.
You a prospector, bud?
Yep. I'm heading for them hills over there. I dreamed there was gold in that sandstone.
Oh, is that sandstone? Well, I took it for granite.
Well, don't take it for granted that all auto polishes are alike. Oh. Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner gives protection from sun and dust.
Harpo.
Heavenly days, Mr. Wilcox. Where'd you come from?
Yeah. Hello, folksies. Why, I came along in your trailer.
In our trailer?
Sure. It was pretty uncomfortable in that china cabinet, so I threw the cups and saucers out the window. You don't mind?
Oh, not a bit.
What do you mean you threw the cups and saucers out the window? That window by the china cabinet don't open.
I found that out after I threw the first ones out. Then it didn't matter. Well, hasta la vista.
What'd he say?
Says he hasta la vista. He hasta, he hasta. Alan. Hey, where'd the old timer go?
Oh, he rode away, McGee. Hey. Oh, look! Look at the girl on the horse.
Boy, oh, boy. Did you ever see such beautiful riding?
Whoopee! Whoa, there, you ornery old flea-bit cayuse! Whoa!
Hey there, Grandma. Ain't you a little elderly to be whooping around on that Mustang?
Hey, Skippy, I guess you don't know who I am.
Well, who are you, Grandma?
Well, I'm Foothill Fanny, the girl of the Golden West, anyway. Bring your own gold. Known to the rodeos as Beth Daly of Death Valley. Ever see me in a rodeo, Shorty?
I didn't even know you wore one. Well, what do you do, Grandma?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Why, I'm the fastest trick rider you ever saw.
Do tell.
I can ride past at a gallop, lean out of the saddle, and pick up a four-leaf clover with my teeth.
No. Well, let's see you do it.
All right. Come there, Alexander.
Look out, Molly. Hey, look at her, will you? Gee whiz, born to the saddle.
She must have been a bouncing baby. Here she comes.
Look out, Molly.
Whoopee! Out of the way there, Tenderfeet!
Whoopee! Hey, she's pretty good.
Why, she's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Did you see her lean out of that saddle? Here she comes
look
again.
Whoopee! Whoa!
Nice going, Grandma. Nice going. You made it. You picked up the clover all right.
Wasn't a clover, Skippy. It was a cactus, and it tore my ear off. Whoa!
Well, can you imagine that old war horse?
Say, McGee, let's go to that Indian dance.
Oh, I don't know if it's safe for a couple of pale faces. Here comes an Indian. I'll ask him. I know the sign language pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hi, Chief.
What sign was that?
The high sign. Hi there, Chief.
How?
Huh?
How?
How what?
How am I doing?
Fine, bud. What's name?
Me, Lyle.
Oh, well, don't lean on the car, Lyle. Carlisle Indian.
Oh.
You catch him Indian dance tonight?
How?
How? Like this. Bump, titty, bump, titty, bump, titty, bump, like that. Me, Great Hooper.
How?
Why does he keep saying how?
Me, I'll ask. Me know how. No, how. How is how?
Me show you how.
Ow!
That's how.
So. Hey.
What's that?
That's that Indian dance. Let's go see it. I always did want to see a redskin rumba.
All right, but heavenly days don't.
How? You come to dance?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Indian?
Hi, Chief.
Me no hi, Chief. Me low, Chief.
Oh. Low, Chief.
Low.
Me like Indian dance. You dance all night?
We do.
You do?
We surely do. You come in. Squat him down. Watch warrior make him wahoo.
Thank you.
the thrilling times you could have this summer with a luxurious covered wagon auto trailer. A beautiful home on wheels, equipped with modern comfort. Two double beds with special springs, icebox, stove, closets, water tank. Everything you need for convenient living. Well, now here's your chance to win a magnificent deluxe covered wagon trailer and have the adventure of your life. The makers of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner are giving away 12 of these beautiful homes on wheels, one each week for 12 weeks, completely furnished, valued at approximately $1,000, delivered to your door. Now, all you have to do is complete this sentence. I like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner because... Now, you've finished the sentence and send it in with the top of the combination package in which you get your Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. Now, act at once. Get a package from your regular Johnson's Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or gasoline filling station. You'll find the easy contest rules in the package. Read the rules carefully, then send your entry to S.C. Johnson & Son, Racine, Wisconsin.
Look at all those Indians.
Well, I'm not so much interested in this dance as I am about getting to Hollywood. I think I'll ask this Mexican. Hi there, muchacha.
Hello, senor. You wish to speak with me?
Yes. We're on our way to Hollywood.
Yeah, you know the way to Hollywood, the Sonora?
Oh, si, si. You will continue with this road for 2 miles. Then you come to the hacienda of my very good friend, Jose Garcia.
Yes.
See. Then you turn to the left. Mm-hmm. And after 3 miles, you are close to the ranchero of my very good friend, Pedro Tamale.
Oh, yes.
Then then you are turned to the right 5 miles. And you are in front of my very dear, dear friend, Don Alessandro Tequila.
Oh.
Then you are turned left and once more right. See?
Okay.
And where are we then?
Lost. Buenos dias, senor.
Yeah, bonus aires to you, too.
Well, smart Mexican, wasn't he, McGee?
Smart Mexican? Talks like a silly Aztec. Chucks, we knew how to get lost. Now what are we going to do?
Well, what do you say we stay here and dance a while, dearie?
Swell, swell. I'd like to dance a polka with little Hunters over there.
You better not ask any of these Indian girls to dance, McGee. Dance with me.
Oh, I can dance with you anytime, Molly. But I don't often get a chance to ankle around with a Blackfoot.
Well, just the same, I don't want you to dance with an Indian girl.
Oh.
Aren't American girls good enough for you? Oh. Must you pick on a foreigner?
Just the same, I'm going to ask her. You don't really mind, do you?
Well, no, but I am a little nervous among all these savages. Oh. Why, they're all carrying tomahawks and knives.
Why, that's just ceremonial, Molly. But I suppose I'd better ask the big chief over there if I can dance with his daughter. Hi there, chief. You heat big papa, this pretty maiden?
Yes, sir, my boy. What can I do for you?
Hey, are you an Indian?
Yes, indeed. Assistant chief lawsuit of the Sioux tribe.
Ooh.
In charge of bows and arrows. Would you like to see me quiver?
I'm Fibber McGee, chief. I'd like to have a dance with your daughter, if you don't mind.
You what, my boy?
Oh, dear.
Why, well, it ain't against the tribal custom, chief. I'd like to dance.
Oh,
with...
a pale face would trifle with the immemorial ceremonies of the noble redskin, would he?
Well, no, I just thought it'd be kind of cute.
Say no more about it, my boy. You have committed an unpardonable breach of etiquette.
Oh.
It is an insult which can only be washed away with blood.
Oh, my blood?
Certainly. Seize him, man.
Oh.
Take him to the sacrifice.
We'll take a watch.
You leave him alone, you big Logan. McGee, darling.
Quiet, madam. Take him away, boy.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Is there nothing we can say or do that'll make up for this, chief?
Well, madam, if you're inclined to be reasonable, maybe we can come to some agreement. On time, boy.
Hey, don't untie me so rough.
What's the proposition, madam?
Well, what must we do?
You mean, how much, don't you?
Well, then, how much, bud?
Well, now, let me see. Old Rain down his neck needs a new polo pony. My squaw, Princess Limbernee, wants a pearl necklace. Some of the boys would like a pool table for the main lodge, and I could use a short beer. I'd say about 700 would do it. Yes, and very reasonable, too.
Heavenly day, $700?
That's better. We won't pay it.
Very well. Is there any reason why we shouldn't burn this intruder at the stake, ma'am?
What's going on here?
Oh, Mr. Wilcox, save us. They're going to hurt McGee unless we pay him $700.
Yeah, can't you do something, Harpo?
$700?
Yeah.
That's a lot of dough. I guess I'll have to. All right, here, Chief. Here's your $700. Oh. Now can they come with me?
Certainly, certainly. Let me see now. $700 divided among 42 bucks makes about $35 a box.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, it was pretty swell of you to do this for us, Harpo.
For you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold my own job.
What do you mean?
You know what day this is?
What day?
What day is it, Harpo?
Why, it's Monday, the day you're supposed to be broadcasting.
It is?
It is?
It surely is. To compete in the first week's contest for a deluxe covered wagon trailer and big cash prizes, your entry must be received by S.C. Johnson and Son, Racine, Wisconsin, by midnight Saturday, May 15th. Every Saturday night thereafter, another week's contest closes. Winners' names will be announced each Monday night on this program. Now, you have as good a chance as anyone to win. Remember, you'll find the rules in the special Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner combination package at your dealers. And now, just a short special message to all Johnson's Wax dealers, auto supply stores, garage or gasoline retailers. You can best tie up to this great trailer contest by displaying prominently the special combination Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner package, in which you charge your customer only for the cleaner and give the 30-cent can of wax free. Ask your jobber for details.
Did you notice how crowded the studio was, Molly?
Yes, indeed. We got a wonderful reception.
Yeah, that was on my account. I suppose people like to trail a winner.
Oh, you mean people like to win a trailer.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next week at this same time. Good night.
The Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.